choir sang beautifully to us this morning of the glory of the Lord.
今天早上我们的诗班用这样美好的诗歌唱出神的荣耀。
And this will also be the subject of our reflection together this morning.
神的荣耀也是今天早上我们讲到的主题。
Glory is a hard concept for people that live in a democracy to understand.
可能荣耀这个字或者是这个意念在今天这个民主的社会很难让人理解。
Glory comes from the setting of an emperor, of a throne room.
好像荣耀是常常与一个皇帝与他的宝座有关系。
And those of us without emperors have a hard time getting our minds around this idea of glory.
因为我们这里已经没有皇帝了，这是一个民主的社会，也许我们很难想象这样子的荣耀是怎么样的。
In America, we have a president, not an emperor.
我们在美国这里有总统，而不是皇帝。
No special robes.
没有一个特别的袍子给他穿。
No jewel-studded crown.
没有是充满了珠宝的一个皇冠。
No coronation.
没有加冕的仪式。
No palaces.
没有皇宫。
No titles.
没有特别的头衔。
No royal weddings.
没有皇家的婚礼。
No majesty.
没有所谓你这个皇帝对他的称呼。
No glory.
没有荣耀。
In fact, we go overboard in the other direction.
事实上在美国这个社会他们到了达到了另外一个极端。
You remember a few years ago when President Bill Clinton was in office?
你们大概记得当这个克林顿总统他还在做总统的时候。
At a special conference, a teenage girl asked him a pressing question.
那么在一个会议当中有一位青少年的一个女孩子问了他一个问题。
Mr. President, she said.
他说总统先生。
The world is dying to know.
你知道全世界都想要知道。
Do you wear boxers or briefs?
你穿的内裤是什么样子
？No awe，
对他没有敬畏
；No glory，
没有荣耀
；Not even respect，
甚至于没有一个基本的尊敬。
Think instead of Chinese history。
那么我们回头来想中国人的历史
，of imperial China，
在一个中国古代的皇家的一个中国
，of the veneration and fear that people had for the emperor。
记得那个时候对于这个皇帝对他的那种敬畏或者是恐惧的心
Here was glory
在那个方面看起来好像是有荣耀
No one could see the emperor
没有人能够见得到皇帝
No one could enter his presence without permission
如果没有他的许可你不能到他的面前去
Think of the imperial palace, the forbidden city
你们如果想到这个紫禁城这样一个皇宫的话
The world's largest palace complex
是世界上最大最大的一个皇宫
，nearly a square kilometer，
大概是有一英里的这个面积
，200 foot deep moat around it，
差不多有200尺深的壕沟
，30 foot high walls，
30尺高的墙
，9999 buildings inside，
9999栋屋子
，Why such a palace？
为什么要有这么大的一个皇宫
？To create a sense of awe，
是让人家有一种敬畏的感觉。
Why keep the emperor away from the people？
为什么要把这个皇帝跟人要分得这么开
？To emphasize his majesty，
是要能够强调他的伟大。
The glory of the emperor，
他的荣耀。
So a Tang Dynasty poet wrote about the palace at his time。
那么唐朝有一个诗人在写到他那个时候的这个皇宫的时候
When you see the magnificence of the royal palace you sense the glory of the emperor
当你看见一个皇宫的雄伟的时候你就感觉到这个皇帝的伟大
Now this was the concept of glory in Jesus time
在耶稣的时代这个所谓的荣耀也是那个时候人所有的这个概念
Romans held the emperor in awe.
大家记得在罗马的时代，罗马的皇帝是叫人敬畏的。
His power was unrivaled.
他的能力是没有办法可以比较的。
He had total authority and control.
他有完全的主宰，完全的控制。
And elaborate palaces throughout the empire to magnify his glory.
在他整个的国度里面有许许多多非常考究的皇宫，那么就是让人能够清楚知道他的权利。
And if that were not enough, he was worshipped as a god.
不只是如此，罗马的皇帝被人敬拜的时候，就好像在敬拜一个神一样。
Now in those days for the Jews, it was not the Roman emperor they worshipped.
当然在犹太人的那个时候，他们所愿意在心里要敬拜的并不是罗马的皇帝。
Instead, they gave glory to Jehovah God.
他们心里所敬拜的乃是他们的耶和华神。
But still the concept of glory was much the same.
虽然如此，但是在他们的心中所谓的荣耀的这个观念是一样的。
Jehovah God was pictured often as an emperor on his throne.
我们常常在他们的心中的想象，耶和华真神就如同一个皇帝一样，是坐在一个宝座上。
All who entered his presence had to bow down.
所有到他面前的来的人都要屈膝下拜。
When God spoke, no one could come near.
当神在说话的时候，没有人能够到他的面前来。
This is glory.
这叫做荣耀。
Immense power.
极大的权力。
Unimagined wealth.
是大得不得了的财富。
Total control.
是完全的控制。
An unapproachable presence.
是没有人能够到他面前能够见得到他的。
He is glorious.
他是一个充满荣耀的人。
Only one is glorious.
只有一个是有这样的荣耀。
And the rest are peasants.
所以我们其他的只不过是农夫。
They exist to serve the emperor.
所有其他的人，他们存在的目的只是来服侍这一位皇帝。
To give their money,
把他的钱，把我们的钱给他。
To give their labor,
我们为他出劳力。
To give their lives if asked,
甚至于把我们的生命都献给他。
This is the sort of world that Jesus entered.
就是这样子的这样的世界，也就是耶稣他诞生的时候那个世界的光景。
And this was its concept of glory.
这也是那个时候所谓荣耀的这个概念。
But this is not the sort of glory that the Bible has in mind when we read John chapter 1 verse 14.
但是当我们翻到约翰福音一章十四节的时候，我们看见神心中所讲的荣耀并不是如此。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory.
我们见过他的荣光。
Glory of the one and only.
是唯一父独生子的荣光。
Who came from the Father full of grace and truth.
他从父神那里来，充充满满的有了荣耀，有真理。
You see, Jesus did possess the glory of the emperor by right.
你看得出来吗？耶稣他因着他自己的身份，他的确是应该有如同皇帝一般的荣耀。
He was creator of the universe and ruler of all that was seen and unseen.
他是所有这个世界的创造主，不管你见到的还是没有见到的。
Before he became a man, while he lived in heaven.
那个时候他住在天上，他还没有成为人的样式。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借他所造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借他造的。
In heaven, before he came to earth, Jesus had the authority of the emperor.
当他来到世界之前的时候，他在天上，他有所有像皇帝一样那样子的权力，那样子的荣耀。
In heaven, before he came to earth, Jesus had the power of an emperor.
他到世界来之前，他就有如同皇帝一样那样子的权柄。
And like no emperor in history.
但是他也不像其他在历史上所有的皇帝。
Emperors typically claim to be divine.
那么这个皇帝们都是自称他们是有神性的。
The Roman emperor, the Japanese emperors, the Chinese emperors claim to be divine.
那么不管是罗马的还是日本的还是中国以前的皇帝，都自认为他们是天上之子。
But this is all pretense to make people subservient.
这些只是他们自己的一个自我的宣称，只是要因为这样的讲法让别人能够对他下拜。
For Jesus, this was no political strategy. This was a truth.
但是对耶稣来讲，他用不着玩任何政治的手段。他自己本身的形象，他本身的本性就是这样。
And in part, this is the glory of Christ that we celebrate at Christmas.
在一方面来说，这也是今天当我们庆祝耶稣诞生他原有的本性。
A glory above all others.
他有超过所有一切其他的荣耀。
Glory of God in heaven above.
他是在天上，在天上有的那个神的荣耀。
But there's a second part to God's glory, to Christ's glory that we celebrate at Christmas.
但是这个第二部分神的荣耀是在这里我们一同来庆贺的事。
Jesus became man.
耶稣变成了人。
He did not cease to be divine.
他变成人的时候并不是说他就不是神了。
He did not forfeit his divine glory.
他变成人的时候并不是他把他原有的这是荣耀就放弃了。
But his glory was cloaked in humanity.
而是把他的荣耀是用一个人的外表来显示给我们。
The glory of the infinite God hidden in the form of a baby.
一个无穷大的一个神的荣耀变成了一个婴孩的样式。
And still the baby had glory.
那么这一个孩子，这一个小小的孩子仍然是一个荣耀的孩童。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And we have seen his glory, the glory of the flesh of Jesus Christ.
我们看见他的荣耀，我们看见他成为肉身的荣耀。
Glory in the flesh, the glory of the incarnate one.
一个道成肉身的神，一个在肉身里面让我们能够看得见的荣耀。
The glory of the one and only.
是唯一的一个荣耀。
This is the mystery of the incarnation that we celebrate this morning.
我们今天所庆贺的就是这一位道成肉身的这样子一个的荣耀。
That the glorious God can become man and live among us.
一个荣耀的神变成了人的样式住在我们中间。
See, many cultures, when they tell the stories about their beloved emperors, they have stories about emperors who took off their regal robes and put on the clothes of a peasant and went and lived among the peasants.
我们常常在谈这个做皇帝他们的这些故事的时候，说他们如何的为服出巡，穿上了民众的衣服，到外面去了解民间的疾苦。
These are virtuous emperors sympathetic to their subjects who want to see what real life is like.
他们就是说这样子的做法只是想要看看这外面的世界他底下的民众他们的生活到底是怎么样的。
But Jesus didn't just take off clothes and put on other clothes and walk among the peasants for a little while.
那么耶稣并不是说脱去他神的荣耀的外衣穿上人的外衣只是下来到处看一看而已。
Anytime they want in these stories, these emperors can take their clothes back off, put on their regal robes, and walk back into the palace and rule again.
你知道这个所有这些为服出巡的这些皇帝，他们如果不要再做老百姓的时候，就很快的把他的黄袍穿回来，回到他的皇宫，又成了一个皇帝。
Jesus didn't just take our outward form that he could strip off at any time like a set of clothes.
耶稣并不是到这个世界上来穿上人的外衣啊，随时他就可以脱掉。
He took on our human life.
他也成了，也经历了人的生命。
At Christmas, we celebrate the humanity of Jesus.
我们在圣诞节的时候，我们也一同的庆祝耶稣成为人的生命。
The glory of the infinite God above.
这样在天上无比无穷大的这一个神的荣耀
come to live among us.
他到了这世间来与我们一同生活。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us and we have seen his glory.
道成了肉身住在我们中间我们见过他的荣光。
Jesus took it a step further than that.
那耶稣他甚至于更加的再走了一步。
Whenever there is an emperor, you know why the subjects exist.
当你每次看见一个皇帝的时候， 你就知道为什么会有这样的话题。
The peasants are there to serve the emperor.
那么这些民众是在那边来服侍这个皇帝的。
The peasants are there to join his army and to give their lives for his ambitions.
那么这个农民是要来参加这个皇帝底下的军队，来为他牺牲生命的。
This is not the glory of Jesus.
但是这个不是耶稣的荣耀。
Jesus came to share our lives.
耶稣到世上来，把他的生命来分给我们。
Jesus came to give his life.
而且把他的生命给了我们。
And this is his glory.
这是他的荣耀。
Saddam Hussein has been in the news a lot lately.
撒旦胡森最近在新闻上不断的出现。
And you know what he did when he became emperor?
你知道当他还是做伊拉克的领袖的时候，他做了什么？
He did not live among his people. He took himself away from his people.
他没有与他的民众住在一起，他变成跟他的民众更加的有距离。
55 palaces he built for himself.
他为他自己建了55座宫殿。
Often while his people starved.
而他自己的民众往往在挨饿。
He did not come to serve his people.
他没有到这边来服侍他的民众。
He called them to serve him.
他要他的民众来服侍他。
And it's estimated that he killed up to 300,000 of his opponents.
据估计说他可能杀死了差不多300,000的人民众。
This is not the glory of Christ.
这个不是耶稣的荣耀。
The glory of Christ is seen in the crucifixion.
耶稣的荣耀是为我们所牺牲生命的荣耀。
In the Gospel of John chapter 12, we read this.
在约翰福音第十二章里面是这样讲的。
In prayer to the Father, Jesus says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
当耶稣向父神祷告的时候，他说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
To be glorified on the cross.
在十字架上得到他的荣耀。
Jesus continues, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
耶稣又继续地说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He prayed, now my heart is troubled. What shall I say? Father, shall I pray? Save me from this hour.
那他又说，我现在心里面忧愁，我说什么好呢？是说，父啊，救我脱离这个时候吗？
No.
不是的。
It was for this very reason I came to this hour.
因为我来到这世界就是为了这个时候。
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
The glory he had in heaven.
他在天上所有的荣耀。
The glory he shared as a baby.
他成为婴儿的样式的时候，他与人分享出来他的荣耀。
This glory was revealed from the cross.
这样整体的荣耀是在十字架上向人显现出来。
In his death for us, we see his glory.
当他在十字架上受死的时候，我们看见他的荣耀。
Glory not as he sits upon a throne to be served by all the peasants.
他的荣耀不是显示在他坐在宝座上，让许许多多的民众来服侍他。
Glory as he lays down his life that we might know him.
他的荣耀是当他把他的生命摆上的时候，让我们就能够认识他。
Now if that were where the glory of Christ ended, it would be heroic.
假如神的荣耀就这样子结束了的话，他可能是一个英雄。
But it would be nothing more than heroic.
但是也就是到此为止而已。
We would honor the memory of an emperor who gave his life for his people.
我们会把这个荣誉给一个为他的人民而牺牲生命的一个皇帝。
But it would be nothing more than that.
但是也许也就到那里就为止了。
The glory of Christ, however, does not end with his life.
耶稣的荣耀并不是他在十字架上钉死就结束了。
The glory of Christ is not confined by a tomb.
神的荣耀，耶稣的荣耀，并不是被控制在一个坟墓里面。
For Christ rose again from the grave.
因为耶稣基督能够从死里复活。
As Jesus continued his prayer, he said, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world ever began.
耶稣对他的父神祷告的时候说，愿你的荣耀，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也荣耀你。
God accepted Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf.
我们的父神接受了耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
God raised Jesus from the dead.
神父神也把耶稣基督从死里复活。
God glorified Jesus in heaven once again.
那么父神能够在天上再一度的把荣耀给耶稣基督。
What does this mean for us?
对我们来说是有什么样的意义呢？
There's yet a further sense in which God is glorified in Christ.
这有更重一层的意义，就是神在天上把荣耀给了基督。
There's a further sense in which we see the glory of Christ.
当我们看见神的荣耀，耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，有更一层的意义。
Jesus prayed, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
耶稣向他的父神说，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也能够荣耀你。
For you granted him authority over all people, so that he might grant eternal life to those whom you've given him.
因为你赐给了他的权柄，将永生叫他能将永生赐给你所赐的人。
So now, just as Christ has glorified God, so now God glorifies Christ.
所以当耶稣荣耀神的时候，神也荣耀耶稣。
And this is how God glorifies Christ.
这就是神怎么样把荣耀给耶稣。
As we come to Christ and acknowledge our need for God,
当我们到耶稣的面前来，承认我们所有的需要的时候。
As we come to Christ for forgiveness of our sins,
当我们到神的面前来，为着我们的罪的缘故的时候。
As we come through Christ in order to find God,
当我们经过了耶稣基督要去寻找而找到神的时候，
As God hears our prayers in Jesus' name,
当我们的天父我们的父神听我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名的时候，
In all these ways God now glorifies Christ.
就在这样子的动作这样子的行为当中，神子就得到了荣耀。
Glorify your Son that your Son may glorify you.
荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也得荣耀你。
Grant him authority that he might give eternal life to all those you've given him.
你给他权柄，才能够把永生赐给所有的人。
So in Christmas we celebrate the glory of Jesus, a glory that exceeds any glory ever shared by any human emperor.
所以在圣诞的佳节，我们一同来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生的时候，就是他的荣耀是超过所有一切其他的荣耀。
A glory that's more powerful.
是更加有权柄的荣耀。
Not the ruler of just one country.
不是只是掌管一个国家的这么一个人。
But the creator of the whole world.
而是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
We celebrate a glory of greater integrity.
我们也能够继续的能够庆贺他有更加的这个 integrity.
Not a glory that hides from subjects in elaborate palaces.
而不是说他能够躲在一些很漂亮美丽的这个宫殿后面。
But a glory that takes on the life of his subjects and lives in their midst.
而是他能够与众人在一起，道成了肉身，与大家住在一起。
A glory that is more sacrificial than any human emperor.
他的荣耀是有更加牺牲他自己的荣耀。
Not asking his subjects to die for him, but dying for them.
而不是让要他的子民为他牺牲生命，而是他自己为把他的生命牺牲给他的子民。
A glory that is more exalted than any human emperor.
这样子的荣耀也是比所有其他的人都更加的能够被高举的荣耀。
For a death he did not have an elaborate state funeral.
当他死的时候并没有一个很明显很显明的这样一个葬礼。
Instead, he was exalted to heaven at the right hand of God.
而他是被神高举，在神在天上，能够在神的右边。
And a glory that lasts longer than the glory of any human emperor.
这样的荣耀也是比世上所有一切其他的皇帝所能够更加有永久性的荣耀。
For he did not found a dynasty that would last a few centuries.
他并没有说他建立了一个帝国，那么能够有几百年的历史。
Instead, he gives life that is eternal.
而是他把他自己的生命摆上之后，就变成了一个永恒。
Let's celebrate the glory of God together in prayer.
让我们一同来庆贺神他的荣耀，用我们的祷告。
Jesus, we would offer you the glory that is yours.
主耶稣基督，我们实在是愿意把你所配得的荣耀献给你。
The glory that began in heaven.
那是能够从天上就开始的荣耀。
The glory that lived our lives among us.
能够在我们中间与我们一同生活的荣耀。
The glory that died for us.
为我们舍上你生命的荣耀。
The glory that became yours again in heaven during your exaltation.
那个能够被高举再重新回到你右边的那个荣耀。
The glory that is rightly yours when we come to God through you.
是当我们到你的面前来经过你而认识父神的时候，我们能够看见你那的荣耀。
Jesus, we honor you for your great glory.
耶稣基督，我们愿意把这极高的荣耀归给你。
We offer you our worship.
我们把我们的敬拜摆在你的面前。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.